are disorders. We have to go to the pure world. The yoga of your intellect should not be drawn towards the impure world.
Attention, please. पावन दुनिया में चलना है.
In order to go to the pure world,
बुद्धि का योग नहीं जाना चाहिए.
The yoga of your intellect should not go to the impure world. Mustn't indulge in vice.
मिलती रहती है.
You get lots of explanation.
मीठे मीठे शकीलदे बच्चों प्रति मात पिता बाप दादा का याद प्यार गुड मॉर्निंग रूहानी बाप की रूहानी बच्चों को नमस्ते रूहानी बच्चों की रूहानी बाप को नमस्ते दाना के लिए सार सवेरे सवेरे उठकर विचार सागर मंथन करना है.
Wake up early in the morning and churn the ocean of knowledge. Note down the things that the Father is telling you and repeat them, relate them to others. First of all, give everyone the Father's introduction.
Two,
in order to go to the pure world, remove the yoga of the intellect from this impure world.
अपने दिव्य अलौकिक जन्म के स्मृति द्वारा
with the awareness of your divine alaukik birth
स्मृति द्वारा मर्यादा के लकीर के अंदर रहने वाले
may you be
मर्यादा पुरुषोत्तम भव
the one who follows the highest code of conduct by staying within the line of the code of conduct. Every clan has a line of the code of conduct. In the same way, the Brahman clan also has the lines of the code of conduct. A Brahman means one with a divine and alaukik birth. Brahman means the highest being who follows the highest code of conduct, the one with the divine and alaukik birth. They cannot break or go cross any of the lines of the code of conduct, even in their thoughts. Those who cross the line of the code of conduct, even in their thoughts, cannot experience the Father's support. If there is disobedience in this way, even in the thoughts, you cross the line of the code of conduct, then you can't experience the Father's support. And then instead of being the children, the ones who have a right, you become the devotees who are always asking for something. A Brahman means one who has stopped calling out and asking for anything. The one who never subservient to Maya or the elements. They're always the crown on the Father's head.
Slogan.
And the slogan. Become a messenger of peace. And with your tapasya, through your tapasya, spread rays of peace into the world. This is very good work we've been given to do, that with your tapasya, you spread the rays of peace into the world. And the song, Murli song, neither will he be separated from us, and nor will there be any sorrow experienced.
सब जगह से ये आया है, बहुत अच्छा सबको प्राप्ति हुई है.
The Amratuela points, the Jwalamukhi points, the volcanic Patti points, everyone has been saying that they really benefited from them. And we haven't yet read this morning in the Hindi class, so that is going to read that first. Just as Ravan isn't just killed but also totally burnt,
संस्कारों को सिर्फ मारो नहीं, उन्हें योग अग्नि से जलाओ.
In the same way, you children also mustn't just kill the sanskars, but burn them with the fire of yoga.
जागृति खाली पड़ी, यहाँ खाली पड़ी है. अभी तब संस्कारों को मारने का पुरुषार्थ करते हो.
At the moment, you're still making effort to just kill the sanskars. They try to kill them and they react and they fight back.
थोड़ा बेहोश हो जाते हैं, लेकिन उनके जलाया नहीं तो बेहोशी से बीच बीच में उठ भी जाते हैं.
They become a little bit unconscious, but if you haven't burnt them, then because they're just unconscious, they become conscious again. So now in this new year, in order to do the cremation ceremony of your old sanskars, pay attention with determined thoughts. Have a determination in your thoughts that yes, you have to completely burn them.
Om Shanti. मैं देखती हूँ क्या अंदर मर्ज हो गया, समा गया.
Has everything been merged inside? Has it gone inside?
समाया, वो स्वरूप में लाना है.
And then whatever's gone inside, you have to put that into practical form. It's like that, isn't it?
कानों द्वारा बाबा के, परमात्मा के बोल सुने.
Through these ears, we just heard God's words.
परमात्मा आपस में मिले.
When the soul and the supreme soul meet, it's only then that they can talk to one another. Something so beautiful. Not just a question of having a vision, but when the two meet, when the soul meets the supreme soul, then they can converse with one another. How can they otherwise speak with one another? Otherwise he would be wanting to relate, but we can't hear anything. He goes to the land of silence, land of nirvana, and sends us into the cycle. He just sat up there in the land of nirvana. His drama began of sitting in the land of nirvana, and our drama began of coming into the cycle. And so whatever he related to us before the golden age, all of them became merged. Baba said the Sun dynasty, the Moon dynasty did not battle and claim the kingdom from the Sun dynasty, but according to the time, it was their turn to receive it. In fact, the Sun dynasty souls automatically, naturally give the crown to the Moon dynasty souls, saying, yes, you can now rule this kingdom. It's now your turn to rule it. Imagine Sun dynasty Krishna giving the crown to the Moon dynasty Rama. They give it with great happiness that, yes, you can now rule the kingdom. They have that intoxication at the time of handing over the kingdom. Yes, they've been as part of the subjects at the beginning in the golden age, the Moon dynasty rulers. But then that time comes when the Sun dynasty souls say to the Moon dynasty people that yes, it's now time for you to rule the kingdom. But they don't lose their intoxication of being the Sun dynasty souls. And when the copper and iron ages come, yes, there are others who become the kings and emperors, but we are no less on the path of devotion. Who is going to build the temples? In the Iron Age, there's the signs of this, of Birla building the temples to Lakshmi Narayan, because he's actually a devotee soul. So, just understand that we won't be building temples to ourselves. Why should we do that? You know what decision I've made, don't you? What is it? Brahma Baba will build a temple to Somnath. As soon as he begins devotion, he'll build a temple studded with golden temple with so many diamonds, such a huge shivling of diamonds. Even now, those whole jewels have been hidden away. They've been looted, but still people don't leave Somnath alone because there's still so many things they are buried underneath. So what am I going to do? She's going to build Dilwala temple. I'm not going to build a temple to Krishna. I've never rocked Krishna in this swing. I've done a lot of bhakti, but I've never held the string to rock Krishna in the cradle. But instead, I just want to be dancing, swinging in the swings of super senseless joy. The cradle, you just pull the string and you fall asleep. It's like the baby is put to sleep in the cradle with the mother pulling the string like that lightly. When you're listening to the Murali sitting in the swings, then you don't fall asleep. The child in the cradle is dancing and just moving about, kicking his hands and legs and feeling very safe. From the bed, the child could fall over, but in the cradle cot, it's like he's able to remain very safe, and the mother would be very safe knowing that the child is okay. Baba says there's a memorial of the Ganges. Where does it emerge from? From the head, from the locks. So ask yourself, am I that Ganges, the purifier Ganges, the three rivers, very much connected? Ganges, Ganga, Jamna, River Jamna and Saraswati. Saraswati is incognito, the Ganges being the purifier, and the river Jamna, that's where the kingdom will be. The Ganges comes from the mountains. The president and all the people in Iceland were saying that the water here is so pure, they're constantly telling us all to drink just the tap water there. It's the natural spring water coming from the mountains. They said you don't have to have bottled water. And they were showing us on the journey how some places the springs were like springs of hot water. In Sindh, they had a lake where I think it was maybe the lepers. They used to go and bathe in that particular lake. They used to feel very good then. The water was kind of purifying water. So very hot water just emerging from the mountains. So you could get either hot water or cold water for drinking. They were showing us how it comes from so deep down below. Not through the tanks, but through this underground wells. Straight, direct from the wells. So here also we're receiving direct knowledge. Such pure food, such pure water, this purifies our thoughts. So what belongs to you? Nothing. What do you have? Nothing. All I want is pure food, pure thoughts, pure interaction. These are the main things for Brahmins.
Brahman kabhi bhi kul maryada se bahar nahi niklega, maryada ki lakir se bahar nikla, wo Brahman nahi hai.
Brahmins can never step out of the line of the code of conduct. The moment they do that, they're not Brahmins. The anti-party, they've written about lots of negative things about the Brahma Kumaris, talking about our principles, and they're putting it negatively, saying that you mustn't eat impure food, you mustn't drink any of those things, talking about purity and all of these things. And so, and we tell people you mustn't eat at other people's homes. It's like they really kind of experience sorrow when we say that we're not going to eat at their place. And it's not a question of us not eating in their home, but when we make it ourselves, when we make it ourselves with a lot of love, then they're able to accept that. The president also, he accepted Doli with a lot of love, and then he said, I'll eat after you've gone. He didn't want to eat it in front of Daddy, but he said, I'll also feed others when you're gone. So this is a question of having love in the Brahmin family. If there isn't that love, then you're not Brahmins. Definitely there's some battling going on inside. So when you're battling, then are you going to spend your time in putting your mind right? Or are you going to give love to one another? If you're constantly battling, then you'll need someone else to love you. And Baba said that children don't take that love from Baba. He's there, ready to give the love. But the intellect is so caught up in something else, completely trapped in something else, that you're not able to take that love from Baba. Or you've totally engrossed yourself in something else. The situation hasn't made you engrossed in that, but you yourself come engrossed in that situation. So I hope you're able to understand this. The situation doesn't do anything to you, but you get yourself trapped into the situation. You don't even look at the father, and you get caught up in that situation. You trap yourself in that situation. Baba says again and again, remember me, remember me. Child, nothing really is the matter. And yet, Baba's also said, whatever is in your mind, instantly write about it to Baba. You're not able to tell Baba about it. Okay, fine, write it down. Last week also, Daddy had asked people to write, but some don't have that. They don't have that wisdom to write. Instead, there's a lot of wisdom to keeping it inside themselves. They say, if I write, others will read it. Just lighten yourself by writing about it. A doctor can also cure an illness when you tell him about your illness. A patient also feels that the doctor will not be able to give you the right medicine until you tell him about your symptoms and what illness you have. The doctor knows, but until the patient tells him, it's like the cure, medicine will not cure the person until the patient himself acknowledges what illness he has. In the same way, you won't feel like listening to them really because the illness inside is so strong, so severe. So every morning Baba relates to us such beautiful Murali that we don't need to do anything else except just remember the father. Okay, child, you don't have to do anything. Just remember the father. Do whatever else you have to do, but at least remember the father. Not to remember the father, and instead to remember the situations. And what are the situations? 10 years ago they had said this, 10 years ago they had said that, and these things are very firm. Or 2 days ago someone had said, I didn't get a job, I'm not going to get a job again. So all these trivial things, I don't know where they create them from. And I ask myself, what is it that I am remembering? Everything becomes merged. But whatever is good, whatever is useful, of service and for self-progress. And then, yes, when the time comes, then I share that with others, but otherwise I just forget everything, let it become merged. Baba never used to mention anyone's names. It's like Baba couldn't remember everyone's names. It's only a few sisters whose names he would remember. Otherwise he'd just call, child, come here, son, come here, daughter, come here. And even now Dadi herself also cannot remember some people's names. She has to make effort to remember them. Okay, you're my brother, and Daddy doesn't know their names, but someone comes in front of them and then she feels, yes, I'm your sister, I'm your brother, and so at least that much awareness. And with that, to share that love. What's the point of remembering names and not having a relationship with them, a loving relationship with them? God's name is Shiva. And when we have that attainment from Him, that benefit from Him, then we call Him Shiv Baba. Otherwise, we wouldn't say Shiv Baba. He's the benefactor, benevolent one, and so we remember Him as our Baba, not just Shiv Baba, but our sweet Baba, our loving Baba. Then we don't call out, oh God, in that sense. Brahmins don't ask for anything. It doesn't feel right for Brahmins to ask for anything. It doesn't feel right for Brahmins to be calling out. You receive from the Father when you're performing good actions. Those who remain honest and truthful, they never have to starve. The true ones are Brahmins. If there's some battling going on, then you can't be called a Brahmin. If you're outside the line of the code of conduct, then what can the father do? What can the family do? Then it's just you and your karma. Consider the family to be yours. It's your family. Brahman is one who doesn't have any kind of attraction to people or possessions. If you take the slightest support of any of these people or possessions, you consider them to belong to you, that yes, this is mine, this one is mine, then it's like Baba is a stranger to you and everyone else belongs to you. Baba said he's come to take us back home with him. And we say, Baba, yes, we're going to go with you. We're going to leave this body here. We know that all of this is going to be destroyed and we're going to go back home with you. But those who are going to go with Baba, they'll live with Baba, they'll die with Baba. Means go back home with Baba. According to the drama plan, everyone's going to go together, but how are we going to go? We'll go with Baba. The doors will open. Baba gets to the doors open. Who's going to open the door? Who has the key to the door of heaven? It's the children who have it. Baba says children have the gate to open the key. Open the gate of liberation. So we don't want to go to the land of Dharamraj. Instead, we want to go to the land of liberation. What will be your condition if you go to the land of Dharamraj? The moments when you have to pass through that, through the supreme justice, then those are moments of repentance. Those who have got the gate key, they'll go through with Baba. Baba's saying, do you know how the children hold onto the key? An unlimited disinterest, attitude of unlimited disinterest. The key with of the unlimited attitude of unlimited disinterest. If you have this key, then you're able to go through the gates of the land of liberation. Baba alone is not going to go through the gates. You have to go with Baba. And until then, Baba has given us the key to those who are going to go through the gates with Baba. There are such versions of Baba that your eyes open, your ears open, your heart opens. You hear the versions through the ears and your heart opens, your head opens, and you're able to go across. The situations remain down below and you're able to go across, you're able to go beyond. I can see the situations coming in front of me. If I stop to look at them, then where am I? Baba says, don't take support of the things around you. Don't take support of the banks, but just leave them. Let the Father be your support. There's the story of this that they relate on the path of bhakti. They're thinking that they're sitting in the boat and the anchor hasn't been lifted yet. It's still stuck. The ropes are still tied to the bank. Yes, the boat would rock while it's still stuck there. And the boat is rocking and they're thinking that they're moving. But in the morning, they wake up and they see that they're still in the same place. It's because the rope hadn't been taken from the pole. It hadn't been moved, and so they're still in the same place. Through the night, they were singing, thinking they're moving along. So in this way, don't deceive yourself. Open your eyes and see. If this rope is still tied to the shores, then how are you going to get across? Even something so simple, and if you're not able to understand this, then what can be said? So it's only when the Father comes can He make you Trikaldarshi. Such wonderful matters that He can then explain to you the secrets of the three aspects of time, the ladder, the cycle, the tree. In Iceland, they had one morning class of new people as well as all the students. According to the drama, the TV media people were there also. So then, where are we going? So Daddy said, bring the picture of the three worlds, that we are sitting on this side of the sun and the moon, and then we're going across to the other side, beyond the physical universe. And then I said, this morning she had a beautiful feeling of the subtle region. What is it? It's white, white, light, light, nothing else there but just this white light. Go beyond this physical world. In the incorporeal world, everything becomes merged. But in the subtle region, everything is white and light, completely pure. Being in that angelic stage of white light. And until you have that stage, you can't become a resident of the land of peace. Yes, everyone will go there. But we'll go to our home with so much happiness. We remember our home. The person interviewing me, well, she was asking, she says, will you tell me where your home is? So I said, my home is beyond this world. The third world, the incorporeal world. This is where we come to play our part. But in the subtle region, there's nothing but just total cleanliness, total lightness. And she says, what? Here in this world cycle, you are on this side of the sun and the moon. The earth is round. But and on top, you see, around the earth, there's nothing but the ocean, and up above, beyond that, you see the planets, the sun, the moon, everything else. So we're living on this earth. Some are in India, some in America, some here, but everyone is here on this earth. But beyond this physical earth, there's the other world, a very subtle world, and beyond that is the world of the souls, and we know that souls reside there. Our play has come to an end. Our part has come to an end in this play, and we are now going back home. So then Daddy spoke about the cycle. The cycle is now coming to an end. The golden age is going to come again. The iron age is being left behind. We're now standing here in the middle. The time is telling us it's now time for us to go back home. We're going back to our soul world. And then the picture of the tree that we're sitting here, the tree has reached a state of total decay. The old tree is being destroyed, it's finishing. We're sitting here at the roots doing tapasya and going up above. So what do we have to do? Just stabilizing our original religion. Again and again Baba says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. But only Brahmins would be able to understand this. By understanding these things, you'll become firm, strong Brahmins. As you understand these things, you become the real firm Brahmins. Otherwise, you remain incomplete. So then what can Baba do? Okay. Om Shan. That is going to Oxford today. Then when is say night, she's here, she'll be here. She'll be here Thursday morning, and then after the morning class and everything, Daddy will go back to Oxford, and then she'll come back on Monday. So whatever I have to do, I'll do it now. Until Wednesday, until Thursday. If you have anything in your mind, just write it and finish it. Baba, the one to forgive, the one to have mercy, is sitting there. But if you sit with the same things, then what can Baba do? Baba will say, I've done whatever I had to do, I've said whatever I had to do, so there's nothing else I can do. Realize that fortune is in your hands.
Jump.